was a group of people, and the Quran mentions them. These individuals were very concerned about self-building, being pure, staying away from sin, getting close to God. But these people made a fundamental error. What did these people do wrong? We want to find out what they did wrong and then inshallah move in the right direction. What they did was, in order to be pure, in order to be holy, in order to prepare themselves to receive God's blessings, they thought the solution was to withdraw from society, to leave society. People, what they're doing, and so many sins, ghiba, backbiting, mahram, non-mahram, we'll stop ourselves from all of that, we'll go off into the hills. These individuals, these are some monks from a Christian background. And the Quran tells us their story, and it tells us that they invented this concept of being a monk, of withdrawing themselves from society. The Quran, Surah 57 and verse number 27, Allah says this, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ورهبانية ابتدعوها. When it came to being a monk, the monastic lifestyle, withdrawing from society, ابتدعوها, it was a bid'ah, it was an innovation. ما كتبناها عليهم. We did not, God says, we did not write that for them. We did not ordain that for them. That wasn't part of their mission. In Islam, brothers and sisters, taqwa is very different. Taqwa is not a means of escaping. We don't get to escape as Muslims. As Muslims, we have a responsibility. Being an informed Muslim, an aware Muslim, working for the Imam of the time, means that definitely we have a responsibility, and there is no escaping that. There is no, for the proper Muslim, the real Muslim, I want to save myself from sin, so let me stay away from those people who are committing sins, and then I'll be saved. No, actually, it's a little different. If I want you to give you an example, I'll give you two examples. Let's say there was an area which was contaminated. People had some sort of a contagious disease. There was a plague, right? There was a plague. Some of the individuals, when they heard about that, they said, well, look, let's stay away from that. We don't want to get caught up in that. We don't want to get the disease. Maybe we'll die. We'll stay away from that. That's one set of people. There's another set of people who go and put on a hazmat suit, right? They have protection. They'll go in there. They see other people are suffering, are struggling, are dying. They're in the plague. They put on their suit. They rush in there and they start rescuing those people who are suffering. The way Islam wants us to think about taqwa is that way. Taqwa is that armor, that gear that we put on, that body armor, that suit that we put on that enables us to go into the area where other people are suffering and to save those individuals, to rescue those individuals, right? So God's expectation from us, we're talking about self-building, having taqwa, acquiring those wonderful traits, preparing for the Imam of the time, it never means there's escape. Rather, taqwa is that armor. So then, now that we've talked about taqwa this way, we've defined taqwa as armor, something that prepares the mu'min or mu'mina to be able to go into an area and rescue other believers. It's easy to see why that kind of taqwa in the Quran, it's a preliminary for victory. I'm going to share the verse of the Quran. When you look at the verses of the Quran, instead of the idea of the mu'min being someone who withdraws themselves, so terrified of the outside world, I have to stay away from these people, otherwise they'll bring me into hell. The mu'min is strong. It's a positive concept. The believer is strong, arms himself or herself, goes in and rescues others, as opposed to those believers who lose their identity. They forget their values, forget their religion. They live a double-faced or two-faced life. One lifestyle inside the community, one lifestyle at the center, and then on the streets, you wouldn't even recognize that mu'min. In the workplace, so we don't want to be like that. Now let's look at the verse of the Quran. What does the Quran say about taqwa? It says, Surah 2, verse number 189, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Have taqwa of Allah. Be God-wary. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Maybe you'll be successful. Maybe you'll prosper. So taqwa, the proper positive outlook towards taqwa, is a muqaddama and a preliminary for victory. Now, what are we afraid of? The Quran also tells us that. Why is it that the mu'min would be so careful, himself, herself? Why would they be so careful? Well, what's out there? What happens if I don't have taqwa? The Quran tells us, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Prepare yourselves, or beware, guard yourselves from that fire which has been prepared for those who reject faith. So the believer, the mu'min or mu'mina, wants to be very careful about that.